Jeff Bishop is a trader's trader, a guy that even the pros turn to as a mentor for how to minimize mistakes and maximize profits.
Good idea.
Thank you.
An expert at spotting the next trend and a careful observer of the market's movements and motivations.
My name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker.
Now it's your chance to pick his brain. This is Jeff Bishop's Next Trade.
What will they think of next?
Where he gives you his market sense and tells you what he's got his eye on and how he's going to play it.
Let the games begin.
Absolutely. Let's have those games begin because Jeff Bishop joins us now. He is the editor at TopStockPicks.com, the co-founder of RagingBull.com. If you want more information, well, you've got the two sites right there, TopStockPicks.com, where he is editor, RagingBull.com, where he is founder. You should have checked out one or both by now because he's been with us regularly for a while. But if you want more information, don't forget on Twitter at RagingBull. Jeff Bishop, welcome back to the show.
Man, great having me, Chuck. Thanks.
So your next trade is...
Short IWM.
Shorting the IWM, the iShares Russell 2000 ETF, meaning that we're getting short on small caps. Now, small caps have been up reasonably well, about 8% for the year, but they actually have been really strong for the last month. So is this a case where that strength in the last month, now we're bouncing back off of it, or is there something else afoot here?
Yeah, you know, it's a really intriguing chart in the last month. A month ago in the middle of August, the IWM was actually down on the year, and people were panicking that this was signaling the top of the market and IWM was going to drag everything else down. I think that really caused a lot of short sellers to pile in as that was driving down, and IWM didn't go down any farther. It bottomed out around the 134 level, and it made an almost nonstop run for the last month. So it's gone from 134 up to 144 in a month's time. So that's a really big move for an index like that in a 1 month's time. Now, you don't just want to go short something because it's up, but I just think that this is mainly a short-fueled rally that's bringing it higher, meaning that a lot of people were short the stock in the 130s, and when you stop out of a position when you're short, you're buying it. So that creates new buying at higher levels. So we're seeing like a short squeeze in it right now, is my thinking.
But that means that the last people to short IWM, they were wrong. So you're hoping to short the IWM now and be right. Is there something in the chart that suggests that the timing is better now? Is there some level of resistance that with this rally, we're having a tough time breaking through?
No, I just think I'm smarter than everybody else who is shorting at 130s. So
I know that's not entirely true. There is a little trader's bravado in there, Jeff, but you have your trader's bravado because there is something else that you see. Because you just said you don't want to short just because something's had a good run. So there is something else you see.
Right, there is. A big part of the run also is speculation on the new tax bills coming out. And traders are thinking that the tax bill is going to benefit small cap stocks more than large cap stocks. So they've been trying to bid up stocks in anticipation of that. Now, honestly, I don't think the tax bill goes anywhere anytime soon. We haven't even seen it yet, but I think it's going to go through a lot of debate. And by the time something actually does get hashed out, it's going to be a skeleton of what it started with. So I think all the tax promises are going to be empty. Let's just look at what happened with all the promises on infrastructure spending and healthcare reform and other things we've seen promises about, but nothing was able ever to get done in Congress. So I think the tax bill is going to meet the same kind of fate. And if you're buying small cap stocks in anticipation of that, I think that's, we're at a really dangerous level now. It has to go perfect from here for it to work out. So things are starting to set up where the odds are stacked against it if perfection doesn't happen. And those are the kind of situations I like to take advantage of. So if it doesn't happen perfectly, you're going to see a decline. And if it does happen, well, it probably doesn't go up that much more. So there's an easy stop out of the trade.
Are you in this trade already, or are you looking for something specific before you enter it?
You know, I've just started that. So I'm in the trade right now, but I'm early in it. So I'm taking an initial position, but I'm looking for the right time to start going heavier into it. I just haven't seen that. And I know the next question will be, so what are you looking for?
Yep.
That's what I'm really looking for is for the what I look at in my hourly crossover pattern. I talk about this a lot on Top Stock Picks with my members. This is a pattern with the hourly indicators setting up when you're looking at a swing trade, which for me, a swing trade is going to be a day to maybe 5 days. My hourly indicator setup, when it has a crossover confirmation, it gives me a really high probability time to go short or long a stock. And I just haven't seen it yet. In fact, it's saying still be long the stock, but I just can't get long the stock here. So I've started a short position. I'm a little early. I have not seen the confirmation yet, so I'm not heavy in the trade yet. But when I do see it, I'm going to get very heavy on it.
Did you start this position by shorting the IWM, or did you use put options, or did you go the other way and use a leveraged ETF that goes inverse?
I've actually got both right now. So members of my Top Stock Pick service, we start looking at TZA. That is the leveraged inverse ETF for IWM. So that gives you three times the leverage to the downside IWM. So IWM drops 1%. TZA should go up 3%. So for people who like to trade ETFs and don't want to do options trades, I think that makes a really good trade right now. So we're just started on that one. I think I would add to that trade about 3% lower from here, or I'll add to it on the confirmation of TZA with a breakdown on the hourly indicator. I'm looking at either one of those to add to the position. And I would stop out of it if IWM rallies significantly above 145. So we're pretty close there. If that happens, it'll be a small stop, and I'll just kind of wait for the chart to set up again. But I feel like we're getting pretty close to it. So I want to be in the trade some right now, but not too heavy.
You have options as well on IWM puts?
Yeah, I just started the puts as well. So I do have the 145 puts expire next week. And for that, I'm looking to set up a spread trade. I'm not really going to get into the details of what that looks like, but I'm looking to hedge my bets on a spread trade. So I've got one part of that trade set up right now, and I'll be looking to execute the other part of it later in the week if an IWM pulls back a little bit.
Okay, so we understand a short level on the stop, trading out if the IWM rallies to 145. And that works on both the TZA and the IWM because the TZA is based on the IWM. So as we discuss this on Tuesday, we are talking about the IWM trading at about 144.5. So not much on the downside to work against you. On the upside, as you pointed out, you know, some good profits to be made if this turns out. It's the iShares Russell 2000 IWM and the Direction Daily Short Small Cap 3X Bear Fund, the TZA. Those are Jeff Bishop's next trades. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
That's great. We'll talk about it next week. Hopefully it works out.
Jeff Bishop, everybody. He is the editor at TopStockPicks.com, the co-founder of RagingBull.com. You can find out more about the Raging Bull community at RagingBull.com, on Twitter at RagingBull. What a great way to start the September 27th edition of Money Life. We'll be back with the big interview in just a moment.